Now, it's not going to happen this time because the people that own stock, the stock I own, that's in my bank box. They can't sell that. And I say 80% of the stock today is owned by people, and if it's on margin, it cannot be less than 50%. So that can't happen today, baby. But these people are going out there and buying 75 and 80 and 90 and 100 and $150,000 houses and paying 20% down and $600 or $700 or $800 a month and $650 or $700 of it going to interest, and they're not reducing their principal a damn little, and something happened like over here at Bogalusa where they're going to cut them off, or something happened like when Jimmy Carter cut off that D1 or whatever the hell it is, and those other blocks. That's just like having a bunch of cars. You touch the front of them and they fall all the way to that wall. You got one right here in Baton Rouge. You read the paper. You see those LeBron brothers right now. They started out from this. You got Chase Manhattan and America. I mean, Morgan Stanley and those fellas up there. $50 million. That's a hell of a lot of money in my book. And these boys that own these things might not own $50 million, but 100,000 of them could own $50 million. And when you go to call on that thing and that fella's out of a job, and he don't have a job, then what? And I think that you can get in trouble by these fellas going out. Everything is on credit. I don't know, you just go and check your friends. I don't know who they are, and it's none of my business. But you go and check them, and that fellow owns a house. Now, he owes on that house $40,000. He owned two automobiles, and on those two automobiles, he owed another $10,000. He owned a color television, he owned a boat, and on, and he's up to there in debt on that thing. See, and if he got sick, or he got laid off, or if something happened to the job through the government or somebody else would curtail their job and say you have to take a $25 or $30 or $40 or $50 a month cut in your salary, where in the hell would he be?
Up a creek without a cut.
Now you just think about that and you see whether I'm right or not.
I ain't got no credit for it. I'm too poor.
Well, I don't have one either. They sell them to me and I cut them up and send them back. I don't want a credit card. What am I going to get a credit card? I don't need a credit card. If I haven't got money enough to pay for it, do it out. Ain't the first time I did it out.
Now, you said the house was a wood house, right?
All of them are wood.
What do you call those boards that lapped over the side of it? That was...
Well, the one that you're talking about weatherboarding on that thing that you're talking about, some of those houses, there was very few of them that were weatherboard. They were out of planks, 12-inch planks, and they had strips over those cracks stop instead of what you're talking about.
Oh. Okay. And at the windows?
Well, they were not winded, were just winded, and of course they weren't weather stripped or anything like that. They were weather stripped.
Yeah.
They were good hearted people. They could take that. These people today couldn't take that.
Yes.
I go home, the air conditioning is broke down, my wife just hollering about how hot it is. Getting a damn car and the air conditioning ain't right and dry.
I don't have one of my cars.
Well, how many people do you know that don't?
Very few.
I got one in mine out there and I never used it. You couldn't hardly sell one today without air conditioning, could you?
But you're right.